Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to CAGcast number 92. I'm your host, GBD in Tokyo, Japan.
And I'm Wombat in New York City.
Yes, Wombat, you are in New York City.
Yes.
So it's been a while. It seems like it's been a long time since we've had a CAGcast. Well, maybe it just seems like we haven't done many CAGcasts in the last month or so.
I think we've just been a little off schedule, but I think now we're back into the norm.
We are back into the norm. Yes, we are. Although we may have to change the schedule once again, because, you know, baby time is rapidly approaching, Wombat.
Yeah. Scary?
It's a little... I don't know. I'm not really scared, but, you know, my wife is now home on maternity leave.
So she's home right now?
She's home right now.
She asleep?
She is waking up. I think she's going to join us a little later just to talk about folklore, because we have a lot to talk about
with
that.
Cool.
But yeah, I mean, the due date is October 26th, I believe.
So it might as well be tomorrow.
It might as well be tomorrow. It's very soon. And at that, I think, and once the baby comes, we may start having to do the show on the weekend.
Oh, which would be fine with me. I mean, I'm...
Yeah, like maybe we would do it Sunday night, my time, Saturday morning, your time.
I can probably do that. I don't see why not. I have no life.
Yeah, it might be better for you, actually. You might have more energy because you haven't been just coming home from work.
Exactly, and I'll just be rolling out of my beds.
Right, like I do. It's the reverse, Wombat.
It will be a reverse, a role reversal.
A bizarro CAGcast.
Cool.
So, yeah, we got that to look forward to. We got the baby. You know, Tokyo Game Show just finished up, as everybody knows.
Yeah, we did a whole show about it last week.
We did.
You listen to it.
No, I did not listen to it, I will admit. I have not been listening to our shows recently. I did go through a stage where I listened to the shows for a little while, but now I just listen to it to make sure the audio is okay, and then I throw it up there. But I don't listen to the whole show. I just, like, listen to little bits and pieces to make sure everything is copacetic.
I've been listening to the shows more a little lately because I've had train rides.
Right.
So.
Why? Where are you going?
I've been going to Long Island.
Oh, for the new house?
For the new house.
Is that a done deal at this point?
The contracts went to my lawyer yesterday.
Yeah.
It's pretty much a done deal. I mean, we should be in there probably around December.
Wow.
And then I'll be a homeowner.
Right.
And leaving the big city.
That's cool, man.
Yeah, it is cool.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Speaking of homes, we had a guest in our home, post Tokyo Game Show guest, which is what I was sort of headed to talking about. We had Flynn from Kotaku, and he's the owner of GayGamer.net.
Oh, very cool. And how was that?
It was fun. We got him the guest apartment, also known as the Sky Lounge. It's really called the Sky Lounge. It's pretty weird. But he stayed here for a few days, and we hung out. We went shopping for gay porn together.
Really?
We went. He was interested in getting this thing called Yaoi, which is a comic. This is pretty weird. This is a comic book, like a manga. But it's designed for women, yet it's two men having sex. That's like the focus of the comic.
I don't know any women that are really into that. Hold on, I'll ask. Mrs. Wombat?
Yes?
Are you into two men having sex with each other?
In a comic form.
No.
How about in comic form?
No.
That was a double no.
Especially no. It was... Yeah. Yeah, that was pretty funny. So we went to... He took me... I actually didn't know this place. There's a store called... Oh, I already forgot it. Mandarake is the name of the store in Shibuya, and I had never been there before. They sell a lot of different stuff. Not
Is that why when you walked in there, they said, "Hi, Mr. Abramson, how are you today?"
Welcome back. No, it's not just a store where you can buy gay porn comics. It's a, they sell all kinds of toys, non-sex related toys. In fact, I bought the entire collection of these Transformers, like
dildos.
500, not dildos, like these little $4 toys.
It's a truck. It's a vibrator.
It's all, yes, it's multi-talented.
Orgasmatron.
Right. It transforms from something that goes into your ass to something that goes, well, yeah. I don't know where else it would go, really, on a guy. So, yeah, I bought this whole thing of Transformer, little Transformer figures, and I got the whole set, and it was really cheap. So that was a cool store in Shibuya, Mandarake. And I don't know, we went out for some nice dinners, and Flynn's a really nice guy. And I was very glad. Remember I gave a little speech a couple of weeks ago how it's important to not get into the habit, the bad habit, of calling things gay. You know, things that you may want to say. The word you're really looking for is like bad, but people use gay.
Yes.
And luckily, I did not slip up at all. I was on my best behavior. And all my training paid
off.
Yeah,
but if you called the comic book that was full of two guys having sex gay...
Oh, no, that's fine.
That's okay.
He bought so many books that I made all kinds of jokes saying he'd have to leave stuff here. Like, he couldn't even fit it in his luggage. Because there's big, heavy books like he was carrying around. But, yeah. So, big thumbs up to Flynn. GayGamer.net. Check it out. It's not just for gays, Wombat.
Okay, I will do that.
Just like the gay... Comic books aren't just for gays. They're for women also.
They're also for women.
They're also for women. And I don't know. That's about it, really, in the Cheapy D household. We've been watching the second season of Heroes. You watched that at all?
I watched the season premiere. I have the second episode recorded on my DVR. Don't spoil it for me.
I don't know. I have a feeling this show is going to take a downhill turn quickly.
Well, you're not really a comic book fan either, so...
Dude... I grew up reading comic books. I mean, just because now I'm, 34 years old and I'm not reading comics anymore, straight comics or gay comics for that matter.
Yes.
By the way, those gay comics, they were very explicit. They had, you showed them to me. I mean, it's serious stuff. There's all types of things filling holes.
I'm glad that that's in your memories now.
It is. I don't think I'll ever be able to get that out of my memory. But no, I don't know. I mean, you saw the part with the samurai, the white samurai.
Yes.
I mean, come on. How many white guys were there living in Japan in the 1600s, and how many of them were samurais?
Well, that was the point.
What was the point?
That he was a bad samurai.
Because he was a white, I don't know. It just seemed like they didn't want any more Japanese guys on the show.
I have enough.
It's getting too much.
Although they knocked off Mr. Sulu, so.
He's coming back, though, right? They're not getting rid of George Takei, right?
I don't know.
They better
know.
Not.
It
they
looks like not. He's pretty dead to me, but,
He did look
know?
Dead. Yeah, hopefully we didn't just ruin it for somebody. No, I think he might be coming back. Anyway, enough Heroes. I was just curious if you went into that show. That's the only TV show we watch now.
That's funny. You know what else is good? I've been watching Smallville, obviously. Because it's Superman show, and you got to watch the Superman show. Bionic Woman really wasn't that bad.
By the way, they call it Young Superman in Japan.
That's cool.
Bionic Woman, is Starbuck in that? Is she the Bionic Woman?
Who?
Starbuck from Battlestar Galactica.
No. Wait, no, she's the evil.
She's the evil Bionic Woman?
Evil Bionic Woman.
Okay, I see.
Yeah.
I wasn't sure about that. I knew she was in it.
Yes, and I'm watching Reaper is good, too.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, Reaper's a good show.
Maybe we'll check that out.
So there, I guess. I don't know.
Okay, all right.
That's my impromptu TV roundup.
That's good. People like to know what you're up to, Wombat.
I've been watching TV, and I've been trying to get this negotiation for my house done.
Yeah, that must be... it's an exciting life you lead.
Hey, have you ever negotiated for a house before?
No.
It's a pain.
I bet. It's a big ticket item, Wombat.
It is a big... Yes, all my money will be gone.
It's not like going to Circuit City and trying to, like, prize match.
No, it's not like going to Circuit City and trying to prize match. And you go, and you look, and they say one thing, and you say something, and then they come back to you.
Your money?
Yeah.
Okay, all of Mrs. Wombat's money will be gone. I just got corrected. And...
But that's... you're entitled to half of that.
I am entitled to half of that. So, our money.
It's our money, right.
Yeah. But
that's funny.
I'm not even allowed to say our money. I'm getting yelled at again.
Now you're in trouble. You're getting looks.
Right. But it was just a big pain. I mean, they even after they agreed on our price, The owner still went ahead and had one more open house.
Oh, that's always good.
So, but luckily they didn't get any offers that day, and the house is mine, and when I move in, I'll be sure to have a nice little housewarming party.
Do you want to post, are you going to post the link to the house from that Century 21 site?
I would say maybe lift the pictures off. I don't want to give too much information away.
You don't want people pranking your real estate agent saying,
I don't want anyone when I move in to come visit me with their love knife.
Oh, does it have the address on there, I guess?
Yeah, it has the address and everything. Okay.
Hey, I wanted to thank Desert Eagle. Desert Eagle with Roman numerals after his name that I forget what exactly the Roman numerals are. But he went to
Rocky's
the...
Rocky's Revenge. No, Adrian's Revenge. That's the... Yeah, I even ruined the joke.
Right. He picked up our podcast award.
Yeah, when is that coming to me?
It's not coming to you.
Is it going to you?
It's going to me. It's en route to me.
How did you get the award?
Because I put the most, I am the producer of the show. I put the most time into the show every week. I think I should get the award.
Whatever.
Do you have a complaint? I mean, do you think I'm wrong?
No, I think we should get two.
Well, we're not getting two.
One.
How about this? I think I have a solution that you'll find perfectly acceptable.
Sure. I was going to put it on the mantle in my new house. What?
Okay. When I get the award.
Yes.
And it's a nice looking award. Have you seen the picture?
I know, yeah.
Okay. So when I get the award, I will have my picture taken with the award, and I will autograph it and send it to you.
Wow, I hope I can roll it up real tight and stick it up my ass.
That would be good. Mm-hmm. See, the award's not going to fit up your ass.
It depends.
Anyway, I just wanted to thank Desert Eagle for doing that. We did not win the People's Choice Award, which was the best podcast award.
Who was the winner?
Keith and the Girl.
Really?
Yeah, so congratulations to them. But supposedly it was very close. The host said that everybody was separated by, around 100 votes. So we were in contention, Wombat.
I met the girl the other night.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
How is she?
All right.
She's all right?
Yeah, I have a card.
Oh, nice. The girl? Is that what it says on the card?
I don't know. You were going to make me stand up and get the card? I forget her name. It doesn't really matter.
I really
don't
care.
Do you really care?
No, but we can still, the important thing is that we can still win this MCV Media Award.
Which we should win.
And we have a CAG going there on our behalf. Willith is going to check it out.
Tally-ho. So,
tally-ho. Hopefully we'll make that happen. I also want to remind everybody that we still have these CAG Play Cheap bracelets. Although we are getting to the end of the first, or of the quote-unquote good batch of bracelets.
Oh, and then you have to start mailing out the crappy ones?
They're both, I mean, you know what? They're really very similar. I wasn't particularly happy with the way these things came out. I mean, I haven't had any complaints or anything, but...
Well, who's going to really complain? Is someone really going to write you and go, these suck?
Well, the best batch was the little batch of 20 test batch that I did. I thought that's the one I think looks the best, but whatever. So send your self-addressed stamped envelope to get your free CAG bracelet.
I may have to take a ride over there one day and get myself.
Don't worry. My mom's going to mail it to you.
Wow.
She's going to take care of it. She's going to mail you two, in fact. So, Mrs. Wombat, you can do Wonder Twin Powers activate.
Exactly. She'll wear it with pride. We still have to figure out what we're going to do for Halloween. Speaking of Wonder Twin Powers.
You can just wear bracelets.
Yeah. I'm thinking just that.
So send your self-addressed stamped envelope to...
I'll wear mine strategically, though.
Right. I'm sure. Okay. CAG... P.O. Box 354, Merrick, New York, 11566. If you look in the forum thread for this particular episode, you will see the address. Or somewhere in the news forum, the CAG news forum. We have a whole thread about it, too. I have no update on the Circuit City legal matters. They haven't responded to our objection yet, so we're still in a holding pattern. Which I guess is good. I mean, I think ideally we want them to do nothing, and that will cost me the least amount of money.
That would be perfect for you, wouldn't it?
Yes, it would.
Yeah.
Also, on the contest front, last week we said we're giving away 25 E4All passes, courtesy of GameQuestDirect.com, the online game retailer.
Yes.
It does not bode well for this expo. When on this show we announced that we're giving away 25 free passes, And all you have to do, and you know, you just post in a thread to win. And we didn't even get 25 posts in the thread. I mean, can you imagine? I mean, that's pretty sad.
I thought you were a powerful man.
We are. I mean, whenever we do a contest, we get hundreds of posts.
Hundreds.
And we couldn't even get 25. So everybody who posted in the thread is going to get a free pass.
Good for those. Yeah, it works. Maybe they'll get two.
It works out great because now I don't have...
Bring a friend.
Yeah, some people ask for two, so you'll probably be able to get it. It works out great because now I don't have to draw 25 random names.
So maybe the contest should just be officially closed.
It is closed.
There you go.
We'll be sending those out. I think they're basically codes that we can just send to you. So we'll probably be PMing those to you. And by we, I mean my mom.
Nice. Keep her working, because really, she's got to keep working.
She's retired, and you know when you're retired, you really need to stay active, Wombat.
When I move like 5 minutes away, mm-hmm. will she walk my dog for me in the middle of the day?
No, she will not do that. I'm pretty sure. I have her very busy, Wombat. You know.
Oh, because that would be cool. I mean, you know, she could hang out. She could stay for dinner.
Well, maybe she would do it for dinner.
I'd be happy to. I'll even cook.
Okay, let's move on, Wombat.
Okay.
This is your part of the show now.
Oh, this is right, because you wouldn't let me tell you before.
Right, apparently Wombat sends me this message right before the show on Instant Messenger, and he says, I have huge news. Get on Skype now, I have to tell you. And I said, no, just tell me on the show. And he says, I can't tell you on the show. I don't know if I can talk about it. It's so big. You know, I got to tell you now.
Okay. And you ready? I have to be cryptic.
Okay, go for it. I'm going to try to guess.
There are certain people with this company that don't know what's going to happen. See, you can't even guess.
Okay.
Because I wouldn't want this person who may or may not lose their job to find out that they're losing their job through the Cheap Ass Gamer podcast.
Okay. So spit it out. What can you tell us?
I got a call today from a prominent website
mm-hmm.
asking if I was interested. Yes. And taking over some of their duties in their video game area.
Duties. They should call me for that. I'm an expert.
Yeah. Well, they did want to talk to me and you as well, because I wanted to make sure it'd be okay. Where if I were to do it, that you would be okay with me using the Cheap Ass Gamer moniker to, you know, highlight who I am in order to bring traffic.
Wow, this is interesting. You've piqued my interest. Usually, when you tell me you have big news, it's something incredibly lame.
No. Although it wouldn't be like really full time, but
I understand.
It would be.
So this is a video game website, obviously.
It's
right?
A website that does more than just that.
Okay, it's a website that
and
does
their
more
video,
than video
game section isn't very robust.
This is a popular website?
Yeah.
This is a mainstream media outlet?
No.
No. Is it a magazine?
No.
It's an online only publication.
Yes.
And they cover video games, but not that it's not that big a big part of their website.
It's part. I'd say it's an equal, but they really think it should be bigger, and I agree with them.
Can I guess?
if you really want to,
is it like Yu-Gi-Oh or something?
I cannot tell you.
Okay, well, we'll leave it at that then. All right.
I'm not going to say what it is. You might be wrong.
Oh, I might be wrong. Okay.
Yeah, you might be wrong. I'm not going to. If that's what you want to think, then you stick with it.
Okay.
But,
okay.
You might be wrong. And I spoke to them today.
Does it sound like is it High Times?
No. Yes, it's High Times magazine,
well,
and they
good.
Want me to write their video game stuff for them.
Okay.
For High Times, and they wanted to know if you would be willing to do some stuff for them as well.
Yes, of course.
Like do the occasional video exclusive.
I want to test the weed.
And test the weed. Would you do video exclusives for a website that wasn't your own?
Oh, did they ask that?
Yeah. I'm asking you now, yeah.
Are they going to pay us?
Yes.
It's not High Times, right?
Maybe.
Well, yeah, I'll do anything. Look, show me the money, Wombat. That's what I say.
What if they gave you advertising revenue?
That's good too.
In exchange for
instead of money,
I would get money. You would be doing like cross promotion.
Oh wait, you're getting paid, and this would be like a full time job for you, or no?
It would be a part time job for me. They would pay me to take care of their online gaming duties.
You can't even spell, though.
I can spell just fine. Duties. D-O-O-D-I-E-S.
All right. Well,
what the big deal is.
Okay, let's not tease our audience anymore. We'll stop talking about it. And when
I'm telling you that I didn't even want to talk about it on the show.
I know, but I
and now I probably sabotage the whole deal anyway.
Well, I don't know. It could be anything. I have no idea.
And they're convinced I have connections in the video game world, so you have to help me pretend that I have those.
Okay.
That's what I would need you for, really.
Great.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so you also attended a Digital Life Expo this weekend?
Yes, I went to Digital Life. Actually, I went on Friday.
Okay, at the Javits Center in New York City.
At the Javits Center. I need to thank my employer for letting me take a long lunch break and go.
Oh, that was nice.
It was nice. I went in the middle of the day on Friday.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And as usual, now you've been to Digital Life before.
Yeah, I found it the best part of Digital Life for me was when I Lindy'd the AOL mascot. Do you remember that photo?
Yeah.
That was the best thing that ever happened at Digital Life, as far as I'm concerned.
And it's still the best thing that's ever happened at Digital Life. Because Digital Life is, as always is, you know, it's not, it's like, whose fault is it that Digital Life is consistently not spectacular?
Ziff Davis, right? Don't they run the show?
Ziff Davis does it, and they have all these, you know, they have these booths. But the people at the booths, although they're very knowledgeable in the products that they're trying to sell,
mm-hmm.
they're not very knowledgeable in the people that are coming to look at them.
What does that mean?
It
they don't know their audience.
They don't know their audience. They don't know, you know, oh, Cheap Ass Gamer, that's a funny name. You must be interested in my scanner pen.
Yeah, but, you know, it's not...
Let me tell you about the scanner pen.
This is a consumer-focused show. This isn't...
It is a consumer-focused show, but who listens to our show?
Consumers?
Exactly. So who should they really be talking to?
The reason why Digital Life Expo isn't... you know, very good. It has nothing to do with the fact people aren't recognizing you.
I'm not saying they should.
There's
recognize
just not that much
me.
To see, right?
They like should be
I remember,
familiar. They get a list of all the press people coming to the show ahead of time. Not
oh,
my
you
name,
went on,
but where I'm
you went
from.
On a press day or some press day.
I went the day after the press day, but there was a lot of press there when I was there because it was still the middle of the day on a Friday.
I just remember that you walked. There's not that many video, not much video game stuff there.
Nah,
right?
There's not a lot of video game stuff there at all.
It was a Guitar Hero 3, and like that's it.
Yeah, basically. Which I got to play on that Tuesday at their cocktail thing. Anyway,
it won the game award at the show, whatever that means.
Yeah, well, it was the only game there. Right. It's hard to if you lose and there's no competition. That's when you know the game really would suck. But no, it was very good actually. And I got to at the event earlier in the week see the Wii. Guitar.
Oh yeah, well it's just like the other one, except the remote goes.
It has
in the
a
back.
Hole in it. Yeah, exactly.
Well, that's not too exciting. Anything else you wanted to mention about Digital
the,
Life Expo?
The coolest thing there,
yeah,
was a DLP projector
mm-hmm.
shaped like a full-sized R2-D2.
Oh, that is cool.
It not only it has a little place if you want to plug an iPod into it. It has built-in speakers. It has a remote control that's shaped like the Millennium Falcon, and it's a full-size R2-D2. And you know the little lens on the head.
Yeah,
that's
where
Leia
comes
popped
out.
That's where this.
How much did that cost? I mean, that must
$2,500.
Oh, that's not bad actually.
I mean, it's not bad, but I'm not. Are you really going to shell out $2,500?
I was expecting another zero, quite frankly.
Yeah, now wasn't that when they expect people to buy it? I mean, that's why it's there. They also had some nice new Logitech speakers. 5.1 Logitech speakers I saw there.
Yeah.
5.1 surround speakers.
That's what I use for my surround sound system.
That's what I use too. But these don't have that funky adapter. You know the funky adapter to get it with the component?
No, mine doesn't have that.
Yours has the built-in?
Mine uses just, you just use a digital audio cable.
Mine has like a funky adapter.
This has
all the plug inputs already installed. I don't need to do anything funky. And it wasn't too bad. Those are like $200, and it comes with a pretty nice setup as far as customization goes.
Those are good. I mean, I really like my... I have three different sets of Logitech speakers. I have one for my computer, one for my little DJ setup because I'm cheap, and one for my surround sound system for my TV.
Yeah, my surround sound ones for my TV are slowly dying as they are kind of old. Put it this way, it was the first thing I purchased through Cheap Ass Gamer.
Oh.
Back the first November, I believe the site was around.
They were like $80 or something or less maybe?
No, it was like 35.
Those must be really great.
They are good. They're okay. five 6.1 surround sound speakers.
Time for new releases, Wombat?
Why not, since you ruined my future employment.
So there's been no CAG Foreplay show this week. The Shipwrecks are slacking. They're at a wedding in Toledo, I believe.
They're still there?
Oh, I don't know.
They're not still there. They're tired. This morning.
Tired
he was going to work.
I know, but their schedule was screwed up. They didn't want to do a show this week, I guess.
They just call it. They call it like you see it.
Okay, they're lazy.
Lazy redheads. That's the problem.
There's a lot of new releases this week, including the big gun that is The Legend of Zelda Phantom Hourglass for the DS.
And the game's like heroin on a DS.
Oh boy. Really?
You like it? It's awesome.
It's awesome.
Awesome. Big A. You know what it is, though? I am a little biased because I really liked Wind Waker a lot.
And it has the same art style.
It's a direct sequel.
Oh.
It takes place like 5 seconds after the other one ends.
Oh. Do I need to have played that one to enjoy this one?
No, not even a little.
Not even a little. Well, the reviews have been very good. I mean, it's basically getting nines. We got a nine.
Yeah, you do need to get used to the controls a little bit. So far, I haven't had a real problem with them.
You use the stylus to control
pretty much everything? You use the stylus, everything. Not pretty much, really everything.
There's no buttons? You don't use the buttons at all, or you do?
You can use the buttons to do some shortcuts. Like, if you want to open the map quickly, you could hit B.
I see.
If you want to switch from one weapon to another, you can hit the right shoulder button. Which is funny.
How's the combat on that?
It's not bad. You just, you know, all for certain enemies, all you really have to do is tap on them.
Hmm.
And then he goes, wah! And you can have him go in the circle, and he goes, wah!
So there's two moves, wah and wah?
Wah! Wah!
There's two. Okay. That's pretty good.
Wah! Wah! Wah!
Anything else you'd like to say about Legend of Zelda besides just noises?
No, it is very cool, and it's very good, and I do highly recommend it if you own a DS and like any type of Zelda game that's ever been made.
Yes. I mean, the graphics are good. The sound is good.
The graphics good. The sound is good. I got the free book from Toys R Us.
I got yelled at for not mentioning that in the best of the weekly ads.
I know. I do think the other deal is probably better, though. I will agree with you.
I didn't even know about that deal because the Toys R Us ad doesn't wind up in the main ad thread somehow.
Oh, I see.
I got to
somehow
fix that
because it's
because I didn't put it there.
Yeah. But I was closer to Toys R Us and I wanted the game, so I said, "Screw it, book it is." So I have the big book that's still wrapped in plastic, and I have my DS, and I played it all day today.
It's great.
Yeah, instead of actually doing real work.
Did you really? You played it at work?
I played it at work in the morning before anyone else got there.
Good, your future mystery employer. Well, at least that would be like your job.
So. No, they would love it. Actually, they would probably appreciate me doing that.
Right, that's good.
Hopefully I didn't ruin my chances by mentioning it today. Really. Right. Now I'm like nervous about it.
Well,
thank you.
Maybe they don't listen to the show.
I hope no one listens. Although my name is on their short list.
It must be some list.
I know. It must
be
a very short list.
Who else is on that list? I gotta see who else is on that list.
It's me and Osama bin Laden, right. But they got me on the phone.
So also this week for the DS we've got Chibi Robo.
Yes.
Park Patrol.
Walmart exclusive.
Apparently a Walmart exclusive. Actually, Nintendo sent this to my parents, actually. They have it now.
Really?
But I think it's en route to me, so I should have it by the next show. It's getting
They love you all of a sudden.
Well, I don't know. It's weird. They sent me that, but they didn't send me Zelda.
Well, they knew I was going to buy it.
Maybe. I don't know. I didn't ask for it. It just showed up.
Yeah, like I said, they knew I was going to buy it. I've been playing it. And you should go pick it up.
I just might do that.
The puzzles are good. I like the whole marking your own map thing.
All right. I'll check it out, baby. I'll check it out. Don't worry. I'll be able to talk about Chibi Robo next week. It's been getting pretty good reviews. I mean, IGN gave it a 7.8, which is pretty solid. I've seen some reviews that weren't as good, but...
When it's free, you'll try it.
Yeah. Apparently, it's not as good as the GameCube version, but we'll see. Also this week, I mean, there's a lot of releases this week. Also, we've got Crash of the Titans, which is the new Crash Bandicoot game.
Did you play the demo?
Yeah, I did. I did.
What'd you think?
It made me not too interested in the game.
Is it any different than any other Crash Bandicoot game?
No, I mean, the graphics are better, but I don't know. It's
Remember
it's
when Crash Bandicoot was a spokesperson for PlayStation 2?
I do.
Yeah.
And now they're on Xbox.
I know. Isn't that weird?
A little bit.
Yeah.
Also this week, we've got Flat Out Ultimate Carnage for Xbox 360, and there's a demo on the marketplace for that, too. Mm-hmm. I played the demo. It was pretty good, and the reviews have been very good so far.
Yeah, it has been better than I think expected.
IGN 8.5, Team Xbox 8.8. The demo seemed good. I mean, it seems a lot like Burnout, but with a bigger emphasis on destruction and destructible environments. So if you're into that type of racer, you may want to, at the very least, you should download the demo. I mean, no question about that.
It's there. It's there for downloading.
That's right. We've got all of the NBA games coming out this week, and they all have demos. So no matter which one you want, you can get a demo. Even on PS3, you can get an NBA 08. Also this week, we've got Project Gotham Racing 4 for Xbox 360, which has been getting good reviews too. And
yeah, lower than I think people may have been expecting, though.
I don't know, 8.5.
High eights. Yeah, it's been getting high eights. I'm not saying those are bad reviews. That's lower good. Than people were expecting.
I don't think I'm going to pick it up, though.
Me neither. But then again, I'm not into those kind of games.
I don't know. I mean, I didn't play Forza that much, and Halo, I've been pretty busy with Halo. And
if you don't find a boomerang in the first dungeon, then really I'm not that interested this week.
I see. Okay. What about Spider-Man Friend or Foe? Because you like the
comics. Played the demo.
Yeah, what's up with that? I didn't check it out.
And I saw the list of playable characters. Now, it has some really interesting playable characters in it. Mm-hmm. Characters that probably should have been in Marvel Ultimate Alliance. I mean, Iron Fist. Why wasn't Iron Fist in Ultimate Alliance? But anyway, the demo, it just didn't, I don't know. I thought it should be better than it is. It seems very...
It's for kids, right? It's in a kids game, sort of?
That's just it. It looks kind of kiddie, but it plays like Marvel Ultimate Alliance for the most part. It wasn't that easy. I mean, it wasn't hard, but it's, you know.
You're not that skilled, though, so we should keep that in mind.
That is true. But, I mean, it was okay, but it doesn't seem like a $60 game to me. I haven't seen any reviews yet. Have you?
No.
Yeah.
No. Anything else this week? Oh, Virtual Console on the DL with the Shipwrecks, even though they didn't do a show. I'm still going to say that. We've got for Virtual Console, Super Mario Brothers: The Lost Levels for $6.
An extra buck.
Yeah, what's up with that?
Import fees. Sounds good, doesn't it? It sounds so reasonable.
And Sin and Punishment for $12. $12?
Yeah. Import fees.
Is that what they're doing? Are these Japanese games? Is that the
story? They're Japanese games. Yeah.
They've never been released in America?
And never been released in America.
So they charge extra money? I mean, I wonder if they're putting English in the games.
Yeah, well, I don't know. They? I mean, that seems unlikely. I assume they would.
I don't know. Xbox Live Arcade this week, Tetris Splash for $10.
Did you download that demo yet?
No, I haven't.
Me neither. You know what demo I did download, didn't have a chance to play yet?
What's that?
Thrillville.
Oh, I haven't checked that out yet either.
I'm interested in that, though. I like those roller coaster games.
All right, you might like that one, then.
I may like it. I'm hoping to. It's something for me to do when we finish doing this show.
Right.
And start writing apology letters to people. Sorry I blew it on the show.
We didn't blow anything.
Please still hire me.
We didn't say anything.
People do whatever
I don't know
you
anything.
Say.
What do I know? I'm just guessing things. Nintendo Wombat, it's time to talk about Nintendo.
I'll never work for High Times now. Yes.
You already talked about Zelda a little bit.
Zelda, it's fun. Pick it up.
Zelda's fun. Pick it up. Did you check out this Halo DS story?
I did. I watched it today.
So you watched the video. IGN, Matt over at IGN. Matt, quote, Metroid Prime 3 is the best playing first-person shooter on a console ever, end quote. Says, you know, Halo, he's showing us video of Halo DS saying that the game, you know, was certainly real. And clearly you cannot argue with the fact, that the game was being considered for development at some point because there's
looks
a video.
It's a lot like the Metroid game, though, doesn't it?
No. It looks basically what it is, and this has basically been shown at this point. I think it's a pretty much 100% sure.
I mean, the control-wise, it almost looked identical.
No. It's GoldenEye for the DS.
Oh.
So basically, the story, what seems to be the real story here, is that EA was supposed to develop this game for the Halo DS, And the concept was done using the GoldenEye engine. Because if you look at screenshots from GoldenEye, the score and the timer in the upper right-hand corner of GoldenEye is still in Halo DS. And like, what do you need to, you know, that's that, you know, and it's the same font and everything. The crosshairs look the same. The menus look the same. The layout of everything looks the same. It, they just threw some Halo skins over that. And said, "Here, here's
Halo." And motion
Halo.
Controls.
There's no motion. You mean stylus controls?
Yeah, stylus controls.
No, but it's for the DS. It's for the DS.
Yeah, stylus controls. That's what I meant.
Yeah, but it was already there for GoldenEye. It was already there for GoldenEye. They didn't even have to add it.
Yeah.
So, whatever.
Is GoldenEye on the DS?
Yeah.
There is?
Yes. That's the point, Wombat.
Oh, okay.
You're not paying attention.
When did GoldenEye come out for the DS?
Who cares? I'm sure it was terrible.
When did GoldenEye come out for the DS?
I don't know. Look it up.
I'm looking it up right now. I do not recall GoldenEye DS.
All right. Well, you calling me a liar?
Yes.
Well, I don't know what to say. GoldenEye DS. It got a 57% average review score.
Really?
It's GoldenEye Rogue Agent.
The Rogue Agent. That you didn't say Rogue Agent.
Oh, leave me alone.
I thought you meant GoldenEye Nintendo 64 GoldenEye.
Whatever, dude. Okay, enough of that. So, whatever.
I have a legitimate statement. You said GoldenEye. You didn't say that crappy GoldenEye remake that came out.
So, anyway, you know Reggie from Nintendo?
I am familiar with him.
He is saying that the Wii, they're not going to be able to meet the demand for the Wii for this holiday season. So, the droughts will get worse, I guess. I mean, have you seen Wii's? You've seen Wii's in stores.
I've seen stacks of them, pyramids of them. Actually, I was in Toys R Us yesterday. They had a pyramid of Wii's and a pyramid of Legendary Edition Halo 3's.
Well, that I'm not surprised. But he says that
the helmet still, though. I don't know.
I'm like the only one who likes the color, I think.
What's wrong with the color?
I don't know. Everyone hates the color of the Halos, the Halo Edition 360.
Oh, I like the olive green. I kind of like it, too.
It looks like CAG. It reminds me of CAG.
Well, that's why you like it.
Yeah.
Well, I like it because it looks like baby poo.
Well, I'm going to be looking at that soon.
Yeah, you are. You better get used to it. You could just have the little guy, the little tyke poop all over your 360.
Yeah.
It's a Halo edition.
I'll try to do that with my one that's broken, maybe.
There you go. Instant Halo edition.
I'm going to make your own Halo edition. I could get arrested for child abuse, perhaps.
I feel like Mr. Wizard's World, what you'll need is one Xbox 360, one infant.
Yeah.
One jar of baby food.
So, yeah. So, apparently, the Wii's will be sold out this holiday season. So, if you're looking to buy one for a gift for somebody, you may want to pick it up now. And in case you were wondering... So says Reggie. Reggie, whose last name is very difficult to pronounce, he submitted a tip to MTV's multiplayer blog.
Mm-hmm.
And he recorded something so you can hear how to pronounce his name properly.
This is Reggie from Nintendo. Usually, I'm about taking names. But today, I'm going to tell everyone at MTV's multiplayer blog how to say mine. It's not Phil's aim. It's not Phil's Amy. It's Fisime. Remember that.
I don't think we've ever said that right.
No, before. We always say Philami.
Yeah, Fisime. That's a tough one. He should change his name to Wee.
Reggie Wee?
Reggie Wee. That's good.
Reggie Wee.
Huh. I like that.
Yeah, I guess it. Reggie
also,
Wee.
In the Nintendo news... You read that you can now get a free Wiimote jacket?
Yeah, I need to do that. I'm so lazy. I'm too lazy to turn my Wii around. Isn't that awful?
It's going to turn it around.
You know, turn around and get my serial
number. Oh, to get the serial number. Right.
Like, I'm too lazy to go,
This is going to cost Nintendo $18 million sending out these Wiimote jackets to people who, you know, because now they're being included in the Wii with the Wii console.
Why are they doing this, though?
I don't know. What was the problem?
What's the why? That's the question is not the what. The question is the why.
The only thing I can think of, it must be to head off like some sort of legal action that could happen from people getting cracked in the face with these things or
maybe
going through TVs or whatnot. I mean, I don't even – it looks like some sort of – padding for it, right?
It looks like a giant Wii condom is what it looks like.
Yeah, it's very strange. The whole thing is very strange. I don't know what they're thinking, really. And $18 million ain't nothing, Wombat.
No, I would like $18 million.
Sure you would. Sure you would.
I'm going to have to find new work now since you ruined my chances in the industry.
Yes. All right, let's move on to Sony, Wombat. Sony time.
Yes, I'm reading now. Yeah.
Stop. Sony Stop. Time. So there's been big rumors this week, Wombat, about the 40 gigabyte, $400 PS3.
Yes.
That seems to be inevitable at this point, coming out this month, soon.
Wow.
There's also rumors, I guess it was started by GamePro France, that Sony has a big announcement coming on October 12th. And this is known as the Big Bang Announcement. That is the code name for this.
Oh, maybe it'll finally be porno and Blu-ray.
I don't think that would be good. That would be a big bang, Wombat. You're very quick.
Thank you. That's what I do best.
That's what you do best. So people are saying that this is going to be the announcement. It's going to be this price drop. But apparently this price drop comes at a cost, and that is backwards compatibility is going bye-bye.
Yeah, that sucks.
Not just limited backwards compatibility, but if you want a 40 gig, $400 PS3, it will not be backwards compatible at all.
And considering that the best game on the PlayStation 3 right now is God of War 2.
Yeah. That is weird. So that's, I mean, we're, you know, obviously everyone's going to be following this story closely, and it seems like this is all but a done deal at this point. I think it's sort of past the rumor stage. I mean, it's been showing up in retailers, systems. So I don't know, a 400, I mean, this Sony needs a $400.
Yeah, PS3. No, that would be great. And, you know, a $400 Blu-ray player.
Yeah.
I mean, Panasonic this week, they're talking about, you know, they're going to be releasing Blu-ray players of their own.
Really?
Yeah, and Panasonic is a, they actually go, it goes back a few hundred years where they were, at somewhere down the line, the founder of Sony and the founder of Panasonic were cousins or something.
Oh,
and they hate each other. Like, there's a lot of hatred. Hmm. So for Panasonic to be backing Blu-ray says a lot about, you know, the medium at least.
All right. So, yeah, that's big news. We'll certainly report more on that, and everyone will be, you know, it could be huge. I mean, they need it. They need it. No one's buying PS3s unless they're $400. I think we've pretty much established that at this point.
Yeah, basically.
So I want to talk about Folklore.
Yes, now, you played that.
Now, last week I talked about the game. I had played about an hour and a half, you know, with, you know, Mrs. Cheapy was sitting next to me on the couch while I played through it. But I wanted to, you know, it's hard to get a full feel of the game in just an hour and a half. So now, you know, and last week we talked about how much I really like the art design of the game and the way, like, the character design. I mean, it's very unique. The different levels are really cool to look at. I really like the game. I mean, and then something happened, Wombat.
Uh-oh.
I got to a point, and this happens a lot with video games. I mean, you get to a point in the game, it's like a wall. And it's when you decide that you're not going to be finishing the game. You know what I mean? Like, sometimes you're playing a game, and you've just decided, I've had enough. This isn't going to be a game I'm going to finish.
Like, what's next?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
Call of Duty 3 was a game like that for me. It's not that I didn't like it.
It got repetitive.
Yeah, and I was like, something new's coming out.
All right, so I'm bringing Mrs. Cheapy in here to help me with this, because now she's home on maternity leave, and she's sitting here now.
Hello.
Hi, Mama Bear.
Oh, wait, I just realized that she can't hear you because she has no headphones. Hold on, wait, I can fix that, though. Hold on. Okay, now she can hear what's going on.
Oh, I said hi, Mama Bear.
Hi, not yet. Soon.
Soon.
Oh, I just realized I didn't brush my teeth yet this morning. Does it stink?
Well, then don't kiss me.
No, I'm trying not to breathe in from my nose.
Okay, so Folklore, Wombat.
Yes.
Now, when you're playing through this game, if you played the demo, you remember you can choose between two characters, right? You got the guy and the girl.
Yes.
And you can, at the end of every chapter, it presents you with the option of you know, do you want to go with a guy or the girl? It's not one of these games where you can choose a character and you can play through the whole game as that character. That's the problem with the game. When you get to a certain point in Folklore, you have to play with the other character. It'll tell you you cannot continue. You have to go back and get to the same point with the other character. And the big problem with this is you're playing through the same freaking game, basically.
Oh, it doesn't change? You're just doing the same thing with a different person?
You wind up, like, when you talk to different people, they say different things. And the story, you know, it fills in some of the story differently.
But it's the same level. You're fighting the
same enemies.
You're
going through the same level. And you're fighting... the enemies are, like, the bosses at the end, the Folklore, are the same. But you do fight some different characters. And you do pick up, you know, you absorb the guy's souls. And then you can use them as weapons. So you meet some new guys like that. You get new abilities, but...
You don't share those abilities, though, with the two characters. So you get one ability as one character, and then you use it against your enemy, but the enemy is not shared. So it's basically the same board with slightly different enemies, and the same boss fight in the end.
Yeah, so... I was shocked. Like, when I got to, we played about 6 hours with Keats, which is the guy. And then we went to start the next chapter, and it said, you can no longer play with Keats. You have to start playing with Ellen.
And the stupid thing is they don't warn you in the beginning. If we knew that, then maybe we alternated, because, you know, unlike playing 5 hours straight as one character and going back, maybe it's a little less painful to play the same board twice at the same time, simultaneously. But now we went so far ahead with one character, and now we have to go back, like, from very beginning to play the other character. That just kind of made no sense.
Right. Our guy was all leveled up, and we had all these different things, you know, different folks to use as weapons. And it was basically like a kick in the nuts. I was shocked, dude. I was totally shocked. And
I'm glad I saved my $60.
I'm not. I mean, if you know, IGN just reviewed this game, and the guy gave it a 9. His biggest complaint was that there was like some loading time when you went into the menu and selected new, you know, characters to use as weapons, new folks.
Yeah.
I didn't even notice that. He said there's like a 2 to 3 second pause when you get back from the menu.
Did he comment on the
Yeah, but it was just like a throwaway. It's like, oh yeah, you have to go back and play through the game again before you can proceed. And it's like,
just sounds annoying.
It was so annoying, and it was so disappointing because I mean, look, the story is kind of stupid. It's like
a video game with a stupid story,
right? And it's, you know, it's another one of these Japanese games where the story is like, you know, what the hell are they thinking?
Are you a high school kid that has to shoot himself in the head to release
No. The concept is cool. It's just like the details of the story. It's like, who really gives a shit? But the art direction and, you know, just the whole look of the game and the look of the different enemies and characters, that is so good that you can sort of ignore the fact that the story is sort of silly. But you cannot ignore the fact that you have to play through this game basically twice to proceed. And that's why I'll be stopping at the 6 hour mark.
Gotcha.
So, that's it. Anything else you want to add?
That's it.
That's it. All right. There it is. Thanks.
Let the men talk.
The men now have to talk.
Okay.
About things.
Okay.
Man things. You wouldn't understand. Man things.
So yeah, that was a real bummer, man.
Did you get the shoes to match the dress?
What do you mean?
Man thinks it was a joke.
Oh, right. Right. So big bummer on Folklore, man. I mean, we were like, we were both just staring at the screen like, what? No. We were just in total denial.
It was like a whole thank you, but the princess is in another castle moment.
No, it was worse than that, because it's like, thank you, the princess is in another castle. Please go back to the beginning of the game and start from scratch and get to where you already have, you know, get to the part where you've already reached with someone else. It's like if you were playing Super Mario Brothers and they told you to go back and play through Luigi after you got to the last level.
I get it. It's annoying. That's all.
It's terrible. Okay. Did you play Jericho, the Jericho demo?
I did. You asked me to, so
yeah, what'd you think of that?
I liked it, actually. I was pleasantly surprised.
It was pretty interesting. I mean, it's another... Yes, it's a first-person shooter. It's got this this system where you have different characters in your squad, and each character has different abilities.
And weapons.
And weapons. So you have, like, the girl who has a sword, and she can... I think she has the telekinesis, or no, it's the other...
No, she has the one where she can shoot...
The orbs.
She can light people on fire, yeah.
She's got the orbs and stuff. There's the girl with a sniper rifle, and she can, like, steer the bullet in midair in slow motion, and she can... Yeah, has telekinesis. You got the guy with the super chain gun, and he can shoot fire out of his hand. And you can switch through these people at any time.
You can switch through the people at any time, and there's six main characters. They only had three in the demo.
Yeah. And the graphics look pretty good to me. I mean, I really liked...
You know what it reminded me of?
What's
that?
It
reminded me a little of Brute Force.
No, but Brute Force is a third-person shooter.
But it's the same concept, though.
The problem...
You have a squad where you could change your character who has... characters who each have different abilities and a special ability, a magic ability, and you could switch them at any time through the game. That and Brute Force was a underrated game as well.
The problem that I foresee with Jericho is that the environment that you're going through, and I don't know if this is going to be like this through the whole game, but to go through a game where everything is just like brown, you're going through like...
It was a very black game.
Yeah, it was very dark and... You know, it's like going through Castle Hell, I guess you'd call it.
Yeah, it's just like the uniforms were black, the walls were black.
It was really dark. So, I don't know, keep an eye out for that one. I think it's probably better than you might think it would be.
Yeah, play the demo. I recommend it, too. I know I did. I played it this morning at 6 o'clock in the morning, but I did like it, so.
Incidentally, a little item of note. I went to download this game from the Xbox 360 Marketplace. And this is the first time that, as far as I know, and I download pretty much all the demos, Wombat. I mean, I'm, you know, at least 90% of the demos I download. Yes. It's the first time that I've had a demo be region blocked via my IP address.
Ha 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 ha. Jericho, what'd you have to do it through the PS3?
So I got it on the PS3.
There you go.
Michael Pachter, our friend Michael Pachter.
Yes.
Says Little Big Planet. He agrees with me, Wombat. He says Little Big Planet will sell consoles in Japan.
Well, maybe he got the news
from us.
From you.
From me. Could be.
Maybe he was just repeating what you said.
That would be fine. I'm down with that.
Yeah.
What else? Let's move on to Microsoft, Wombat.
I will move on to Microsoft. Moved. I have officially moved on.
Last week was the Halo 3 launch, right? Was it last week? No.
My computer's going weird.
What do you mean?
It's opening all sorts of pages. Okay, what do we got?
Halo 3 launch in Japan, Wombat. I was there.
What's Halo 3?
Flynn was staying with us at that point, and we headed over to Akihabara. You know, the game launched 2 days later in Japan than it did in America.
Well, it's really only one day with the time difference.
That's true.
It's really only a day. So
that's an excellent point.
No crying for you.
No, I wasn't crying. So we went to check it out, and sure enough, we got to Yodobashi Camera around 10 o'clock, I believe. A little earlier. No, 9:35, I think we got there. The store had been open for 5 minutes, and there was a line at the video game section already.
Really? Were they selling boob pillows at the same time?
Well, that's the thing. That's the thing. Like, they weren't, you know, there was only a small percentage of people who were there to buy... to buy Halo 3. The people were just there. I think people like getting to the store when it opens for some reason. Just for
it's
no.
Cool.
Yeah, just because
cool
it's cool. There were people buying Halo 3 consoles, you know, the game as well. They only sell the limited edition here. That's it.
Oh.
There's no regular edition. There's no helmet edition. Just the limited edition. And, it's cheaper here. It's about $53. Comes out.
Oh, then why complain?
I'm not complaining.
I didn't hear you complaining.
I bought it. The problem is everything, all the menus and everything are in English, and the cutscenes have English subtitles, but the voices are in Japanese, and all the voices that aren't in cutscenes are in Japanese with no subtitles.
Interesting. So like the grunts all grunt in Japanese?
Yes.
That's kind of cool though.
No, it's annoying because you can't hear. You know, like when you're playing the game, people are telling you what to do.
Oh, yeah.
So I had my parents send me the American version. So thanks to my parents for sending that. I got it yesterday. And I'll be returning. I'll be selling back the Japanese version. I'll probably lose about $8 or so when I trade it.
Yeah, it's not so terrible.
It's not so bad. I played through, sort of the first section of the campaign mode. And it's really cool. I was impressed so far. Like, the environments seem a lot bigger than
Halo
2.
Yeah, I finished the campaign the other day, a few days ago.
So. I'll have to play through the co-op. It looks like some of these levels are going to be a lot of fun to play through in co-op.
Yeah, it is. I played a little co-op on, Monday? Mm-hmm. With the shipwrecks, both of them.
Mm-hmm.
And that was kind of cool.
It was fun, right?
It was fun.
So, of course, the online is where it's at, though. Been having a lot of fun playing with Kags.
Yeah, I only played with you once.
Well, you're not too good.
I did just fine.
You really haven't experienced Halo 3 until you play with Jimmy Mack. Because it's a lot of fun. I mean, first of all, what you want to do is you want to play with Jimmy Mack, Zoo 1, and Traken. Because Zoo 1 and Traken are both really good.
I was going to say, they're really good, though.
They're
really
good. I mean, like,
they don't want me playing with them.
No. But they put up with me. But I don't know if they're going to put up with
you're
you.
Because you're
GPD. But when you play with Jimmy Mack, so, like, Jimmy Mack is, like, the field general, right? He will tell people what to do, like, on, you know, the strategies and stuff, and he's really good at that. And it's what you need in a game like this. But what he also brings to the table is a lot of attitude. So you know when you finish a game of multiplayer and you get back to the lobby and the other team is telling you that you suck, even if you beat them, they're telling you that you suck, and it's mm-hmm. annoying because you want to like say something back, but you don't even want to, you know, expand the energy to do so because it's pretty much pointless. That's where Jimmy Mack also excels, because Jimmy Mack will dress these guys down and you can just sit back and relax.
Gotcha.
So, there it is. Halo 3, having fun with it so far. Speaking of Halo 3, big rumor going around that Bungie and Microsoft will be splitting.
Yeah, I've been reading the rumor. I don't know, do you buy it?
Well, it started on a blog on a newspaper, just like on a user blog, not on a guy who works for the newspaper, just a user blog. And now there's some fuel to the fire now from... What was it? Game Daily, I think, had some rumors on there. It's what it looks like could be. I mean, because, you know, Microsoft owns Bungie 100%.
Yeah.
They own the company. So they're not giving up the company for nothing. What looks like might be happening is that some of the Bungie shareholders would be buying back the Bungie name from Microsoft. But Microsoft would retain the rights to Halo, of course.
Of course.
And, you know, the right of first refusal on any Bungie games, you know, to publish Bungie games. So, I don't know. I mean, I guess it could happen, right? It seems...
I mean, in theory, of course it could happen, but it also seems like, you know, if you are the guys from Bungie and you're making money through Microsoft... Why give that money basically away to keep Bungie when you could theoretically just quit and open your own studio?
Right. Is the Bungie, how much is that Bungie name really worth?
Because that's really all you're
getting. I don't think it's worth that much, do you? I mean, I don't think we all know, people listening to the show, we all know that Bungie makes Halo 3.
Yeah.
But for the vast majority of the people out there, they have no idea who makes Halo 3. They
and
don't
all
care.
You would have to stick on the box is from the people who made Halo.
Right. Exactly.
And you know what? And us people who know who Bungie is, every article on every blog would refer to them as the guys from Bungie.
Right. Formerly
their
Bungie.
Formerly from Bungie. So it would be referred to everywhere. So why spend that money? Why spend the $1 billion or whatever that, you know, Microsoft would charge to
it seems
keep that
weird.
Name? It seems like
weird.
A waste of money to me. I would rather have my money.
There must be There must be some major revolution going on there with these guys threatening to all leave. And I don't know.
Felt very overworked making Halo 3.
Well, I think they just don't want to make any more Halo games.
And the game is out and it's probably making a lot of money. Maybe bonuses weren't what people were expecting. as well. I mean, you just spent, you know, 4 years of your life building this game, and now it's the best-selling game ever made, and you expect a larger piece of the pie.
Speaking of pie, can you imagine... I don't know why this has to do with pie. I mean, they're going to be getting... I think that the downloadable content for this game... I mean, how badly are we going to get, you know, screwed over on this? I mean...
No, lube yourself up now, my friend.
How many maps are they sitting on right now?
Oh,
like,
I'm
that
sure.
are basically almost ready to go.
Mm-hmm.
So they can sell them to us. And, like, I can see them selling, like, more icons to use for, like, your...
You know what I'd like to see?
Armor, okay. Different armor.
It's not necessarily the different armor. You know how in the game you can change your helmet and your body armor and your two mm-hmm. shoulders?
Yeah.
You should be able to customize the color for each one of those parts individually.
That would be awesome.
It has to be, you know, more than possible if you could have
sure,
different
of
body.
Course. No, of course. There would be no reason why you couldn't do that.
Why you couldn't do that. And I want to have, like, you know, the guy, my guy, basically, like, you could make your own camouflage with a little bit of green here and a little bit of brown and a little bit,
you
know.
That'd be fun.
That would be fun. Or just make him look like a Grateful Dead reject with all the purples and reds.
Well, maybe we'll see that. That would be cool. We could see it as a downloadable
As a downloadable thing.
Don't charge us for it, but...
If you're listening, Bungie, that's what I want.
Okay. Hey, I picked up Skate for Xbox 360. I mean, of course, it's out for the PS3 now. It's really fun. Like, it's a lot more, it seems like a lot more chill than Tony Hawk.
A lot more chill? Is that English?
Like, yeah, you know, like chill, like cool, like laid back Wombat. You know, the controls are totally different. It's a fun game where you just sort of skate around the town and everything seems like more realistic. Like the town, you know, like Tony Hawk, like it looked like they dropped skate ramps into the town.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
This just looks like a town. But there's plenty of stuff to skate on. It's hard though, Wombat. I'm having a hard time, like even just like simple tricks, like getting grinds, big grinds going. I have a hard time lining them up, but it's still fun because when you do pull it off, it's much more satisfying. Where like Tony Hawk, it seems like
as long as you're having fun, that's all that matters.
Yeah, Tony Hawk, it seems like, you know, you can pull off these crazy tricks, like totally crazy tricks that could never happen in real life with just a thought. Here, when you pull off, like, you know, even like something that would you might consider boring in Tony Hawk, it looks cool and you feel like you've earned it. So I definitely recommend you should definitely rent Skate. I think it's like a must rent game. Even if you're not if you never really liked Tony Hawk, I think it's worth checking out Skate just to see what they did with the controls and, just the whole, I like everything about it. The way the career mode is, the online looks like it could use a little work. I haven't played that much of it, but what I did play was pretty laggy and, you know, you're not in this huge open world. It seems like you're pretty confined, at least from what I've played so far. That could change, I guess. But I don't know. I'm liking Skate, Wombat. I just want to let everybody know that.
I'm glad you like it.
Not only are there PS3 rumors going around with different versions of the console, but it looks like something that we talked about several weeks ago.
Yeah, a while ago.
Yeah, the Xbox 360 arcade console looks like it's coming at the end of October, which is a core system with HDMI and some arcade games thrown in. Xbox Live arcade games. I believe.
But no hard drive.
No hard drive. I guess it would be a memory card.
It comes on a card. Do we know how much they're selling that for?
Same price. $280 bucks. Same price as the core system.
Okay, so I guess it's not terrible.
Yeah, here's even the page. Joystick even has a picture of the box.
Well,
so it comes with a 256 megabyte memory card. They don't even have that right now.
No, it's going to be...
512. That's a new one.
But it comes preloaded with stuff on it.
Yeah, Boom Boom Rocket, Pac-Man, Uno, Feeding Frenzy, and Luxor 2. Wow, I don't know. None of those games are particularly exciting. If it's maybe Pac-Man Champion Edition, that's, you know, that's kind of cool, but... So, I don't know. That looks cool.
Is it silver?
It's a core system. The box looks silver, right?
The box, it looks silver. That's why I'm asking.
Comes with a faceplate. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know, but Can we get a few more different variations of consoles out there? I mean, how many 360 consoles do we have?
I want the 360 Gridler edition.
I mean, the PS3 has, you know, now we got the MotorStorm one, the 60-gigabyte one, the 40-gigabyte one that's coming, the 20-gigabyte one. I mean, and there's one Wii.
And there is one Wii.
There's only one Wii, and this just confuses customers. So
for now.
No, but I think they're smart. I think they know that when you walk into
this,
a store...
This is the company that's released more editions of DSs and DS Lites and DS...
But they're all the same. They're just colors.
The DS and the DS Lite are two different consoles.
Yeah, but you know what the difference is very easily. You just look at it. You can
see. I don't
know.
You'd be surprised how many people don't know the difference.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know about that, dude. Anyway, also on the Xbox 360 front... The Falcon has landed, Wombat. That's the 65-nanometer chips. They have been showing up on retail. It's been spotted in the Halo 3 console. It looks like this particular one that was spotted was built. You know, you can look on the back of the 360s and see.
I'm waiting for the Millennium Falcon chips.
August 24th. The lot was August 24th, 2007.
They can do the Kessel run in less than 12 parsecs.
Yeah. Lot number 734 from Team FDOU. So, looks like they're coming. That's what I'm going to... I mean, I'll probably have to get an American version at some point.
Yeah, probably. You might as well get the arcade version and keep your hard drive.
Oh. That's a good point. That's a very good point.
Well, this is why I do the show with you. Just for statements like that.
So, some shopping news, Wombat.
Uh-huh. Where's my award now?
Your award is, I'm telling you, getting the autographed picture. And it's going to go up your ass. The Onyx and Crimson DS Lite is now bundle-less, so you do not have to buy it with Brain Age 2. You can now get it without a bundle if you like.
I saw it in the store today.
If you're a big fan of Evil Avatar colors, red and black, you can hook that up.
Also, or Atlanta Falcons.
A few noticeable price drops. Rainbow Six Vegas for the 360 is now $40 pretty much everywhere. All Pro Football 2K8 is now $30 for PS3 and Xbox 360.
Yeah, that's very tempting for me, but I have too much else to play right now.
Which obviously is the price they should have launched the game at. I mean,
yeah, well, I still can't believe that Shadowrun hasn't been like really dropped.
Yeah, what's taking them so long?
I mean, really? Also, that has to be one of the worst failures in the history of modern gaming.
Also, Bully for PS2. $20.
Yeah. Cool.
The 360, you know, they're making the 360 version of Bully.
Are they?
Yeah.
Well, I didn't know that.
You like that. You play that game.
I did play it. Yeah, it's not
bad.
You
liked it. Yeah, I might be interested in that.
It's not bad. You'd like it. You would like it. It's very you.
Time for the news blast, Wombat.
Okay.
We have a few things to talk about. Some more songs have been released for Guitar Hero 3.
We both went through this earlier today, actually. Yeah. You and I were both very excited about this. Because
there's some good songs, some Aerosmith songs. Or one song.
You're big into the Aerosmith, though.
I'm big into the old Aerosmith.
You're all about Aerosmith.
Yeah, so...
And it's the same old song and dance is good Aerosmith.
That's
and it's
good
the original. It's not as made famous by.
Yeah. That is a lot of originals. So a lot of interesting songs. Now, here's the question.
I do like The Seeker by The Who.
See, I don't know that one. How does that one go?
That's a pretty badass song. They call me the Seeker.
Oh, yeah. I know that one. Yeah.
Yeah. And Pride and Joy, that's pretty sweet. Some SRV
Cliffs
action.
Of Dover. Do you know Cliffs of Dover by Eric Johnson?
I think so, yes.
It's
I
just
do.
A guitar. It's no song.
Yeah,
no
it's
lyrics.
A guitar song. Yeah, no, there's no
It's like pretty amazing. So that's, I mean.
Sunshine of Your Love, which I actually was playing on the guitar the other day.
The real guitar, not
the
real
guitar. Yeah. Well, my 2-year-old nephew has one of those little kiddie guitars, right. And I was playing "Sunshine of Your Love" on it.
Well, here's my question to you, Wombat. Here's what everybody wants to know: who's got the best soundtrack now, Rock Band or Guitar Hero 3?
It's funny because you did put both links on here, and I was going through it before, and I'll punch it up again. And it's a really tough call. I feel like I know the songs on Rock Band better.
Mm-hmm.
And there are certain songs that I really am looking forward to on that. Like,
but you also know that... You
again,
know that,
The Who. I mean,
yeah,
really.
The whole album they're releasing.
I know. And that's like a biggie for me. Mississippi Queen is on both.
Yeah. Looks like it.
Yep. Mississippi Queen.
So it looks. You know, I mean, here's the thing, though. You know that EA is going to nail the downloadable content for Rock Band. They're not going to pass up the opportunity to sell us everything. And they've already announced the Who's Next by The Who and Nevermind by Nirvana and One by Metallica.
And the 18 songs by The Grateful Dead.
That I don't care about.
I do.
Okay, you do. So
I do. I want to play Casey Jones, my friend.
I think
Casey
I have Jones. To go with Rock Band. But I like
Friend
these songs
of the Devil.
On,
Friend like of the Devil. Of,
I like That's all cool. these songs on Guitar Hero 3, too. So.
Yeah, but you already have a Guitar Hero 3 guitar. So right. there's an argument in getting both. If you already have your heart set on getting Rock Band, you're going to get it.
Also, yeah,
there's no
true.
Harm in getting the disc-only version of Rock Band 3.
Also, Guitar Hero 3 looks like it's coming out in Japan because they had it at Tokyo Game Show.
There you go.
I wonder if there's going to be a cheap Asian version. Usually Activision stuff is region-free.
Everyone likes cheap Asians.
Yeah, especially me.
I know.
So, okay. Let's move on. I don't know. Let's go right to the CAG bag, Wombat.
All
right.
Because
we're really behind on the CAG bag.
That's not my fault.
No, it's not. But, in fact, I'm going to start with some of these that aren't even on the outline. Because I went back to the thread, and we're like 5 pages behind.
Yeah.
So let's see if we can, you know, we can blast through some of these.
Yeah.
Let's see. I don't know which ones I want to start with, though. Okay. Actually, let's start with the ones on the outline, and then we'll go back. We'll work our way backwards.
You're driving me nuts. Okay, say a damn question already.
The Fatty says, it's been a long time since I've seen a Best Buy deal grace the front page of CAG. In fact, I think the last time Best Buy made the front page of CAG was just before we were wrongfully removed from their affiliate program. So does Best Buy's reappearance mean that CAG has found itself in the good graces of the Best Buy affiliate program? No, that did not happen. I do every week when I do the weekly ads, I post Best Buy stuff if it's worth posting. It's just, I don't know. A lot of the Best Buy stuff doesn't come through and it sells out quickly. So no, we're not back in the affiliate program. I don't know did I ever tell that story on the CAGcast?
I think so. Probably one of the first.
I mean, it's a real short story, so I can just blow through it fast.
Go for it. I remember basically, when it was happening.
Basically what happened was Best Buy contacted me or their affiliate manager who, you know, all these companies, they outsource their affiliate programs. And in case you don't know what affiliate program is, it's, you know, those funny looking links that we have on CAG. So when you buy stuff, it sends money to CAG. The retailers pay us. By us, I mean me.
Yeah.
But I like to say CAG.
I don't get any money.
So I get a note from the Best Buy.
When do our advertisements start, by the way?
I think later this month. I'm sure it'll wind up falling through. I just, you know, we have no luck. So I get a note from the Best Buy affiliate manager saying they've dropped us from the affiliate program. And, you know, I don't take this stuff lying down. I call them, actually. And I say, like, what's going on? What happened? And they said, well, actually, you know, it's the ass in Cheap Ass Gamer. It's too offensive. We can't, Best Buy doesn't like it. I had a meeting with Best. They said, the manager said they had a meeting with Best Buy and they don't like it. So you have to go. And of course I saw this coming. Like I figured that was going to be their reason, even if it wasn't the truthful reason. So I did a little research. I went on the Best Buy website and I just,
it wasn't like you say like you did hardcore research.
Well, I typed in ass into the search engine on Best Buy, and sure enough, there are all kinds of DVDs and CDs that have ass in the title. That they sell. So, I fire back to this person, to this woman who works for the affiliate company, and says, well, actually, Best Buy sells ass products. And the woman was pretty shocked. She didn't see that coming. And she's like, all right, I'll go back to them. And, you know, basically they just blew me off. They didn't care. It didn't matter. But what it comes down to is they don't like shopping sites like CAG. And I think Fat Wallet got thrown out of their program too. So anyway,
they don't like to sell things that have fat in the.
Yeah, they don't like fat. So that's the story with them. It wasn't much of a story. I'm sorry. That was pretty boring.
But then we got to make fun of their ad until we got told to take it down. Remember that?
Oh, yeah. Then we made fun of the ad that they were running on GameSpot.
Yep.
And then one of the vice presidents in GameSpot asked me nicely to take it down.
And you did. And,
but he asked me to take it down like 6 months after I posted it.
I think we both forgot it was there at that point.
Yeah. So I was like, all right, whatever. Meanwhile, that guy's no longer with GameSpot anymore.
So put it back up.
Maybe I will.
I think you should. I think it should be in the spoilers on this week's episode.
All right, fine. I will.
There you go. That was very difficult.
Okay, Sideshow wants to know. He says, GBD and Wombat, I have sort of a weird question for you brought on by the last few CADcasts I've listened to. How Jewish are you? I noticed that Wombat has bar mitzvahs, commented on you following Germans into a booth by yourself, and knows some Hebrew phrases for what I assume is Happy New Year. But though Cheapy, who I assume is also Jewish, by his mom wishing him a happy new Jew year, but he doesn't seem to care or notice Jewish holidays. So, is Wombat a super Jew, while Cheapy, are you trying to forget that you're Jewish? Not knocking either of you or the show. It's still the best podcast out there.
Despite the fact that we're Jewish.
right.
I know you guys are Jewish, but it's still a good show.
It's
I don't hold
good
that
despite,
against you.
Despite that. Despite Wombat, you're not a super Jew, are you?
No, he pretty much nailed everything I know. I know what a bar mitzvah is. I know to say Happy New Year. And I know not to follow Germans into a booth. Those are my rules of thumb.
Those are the rules. You're Jew light, basically.
Yeah.
Like
I think
me.
You want to follow us into here. No, thank you. I'd rather not. You sure? We have some candy for you, chocolate.
Augustus, save some room for later.
Save some room for later.
So, no. I mean, look, I'm not trying to forget I'm Jewish, but like, I was never really too into it. And now I'm in Japan, and there's not much going on here. So
it's hard enough being the only white guy in Japan, let alone the only Jew.
Yeah. Okay, Zero Grav wants to know.
Maybe he could be a celebrity, though. He could be on, like, talk shows as the Jewish guy.
No, it's fine. Zero Grav says, what do you two think about buying a refurbished Xbox 360 rather than a brand new one?
Well, all my 360s are refurbished.
Well, at this point they are, but you bought them new.
Yeah.
You bought
them new. Who knows about the one I have right now?
Look, I mean, if you're prepared to send it back for repairs, you know, free repairs to Microsoft, then go ahead and buy a refurbished Xbox 360. If you are interested in trying to avoid that and would like to try to get a quiet one as well, I'd recommend buying a new one.
Yes.
And, you know, try to get the 65 nanometer chips, the Falcons.
Mm-hmm.
Gray Spear wants to know, how much time do we spend a week playing video games? I think we have answered that before. But how much time do you spend on putting the CADcast together?
About 2-3 minutes.
I can tell you Wombat spends, you know, we record this thing in real time. So Wombat spends an hour and a half a week putting the CADcast together. And I spend a lot more than that. I spend after the hour and a half of actually, you know, recording the show, then I spend another couple hours, maybe 3 hours, you know, just producing the show. And by producing, I mean getting it into format for a podcast and doing the RSS feed and putting the posts up there. And all that, you know, putting together
the
show notes.
It's almost mostly waiting, though, isn't it?
No. And also, I have a fast computer now, so now it encodes it pretty quickly. Also, you know, putting the outline together takes quite a bit of time. So
it doesn't take as much time as you say,
dude. You don't know how long it takes. You don't even do it.
You cut and paste 90% of it.
But that still takes time. I go through every news story that's run on the major blogs for that week. Every one I go through. I have it on RSS feed.
There are three websites.
Dude, it doesn't matter. They put out a lot of stories every day. Look, just because you spend 5 minutes contributing to the outline doesn't mean that I spend 5 minutes.
I just wait until I have everything compiled and then
add
it all
on
at once.
It's like two. You put like one thing on. I put everything else on.
Three
things. Okay, whatever. It took you, okay, it takes, we do the show, it takes an hour and a half to record the show.
Do you want to pay me full-time salary to work on the, exactly, then shut up.
Full-time? Well, no one's talking about full-time.
I know.
How about a half hour?
I could do a half hour.
All right. Anyway, let's move on before I get really upset. I'm not really upset. I'm not getting upset.
I know you're not getting upset.
Everything's fine.
Go to your happy place.
Happy place. Ryan the GNR wants to know what our favorite...
We bicker more than I do with my wife, by the way. I think you and I bicker more than I bicker with my wife.
Good. Ryan the GNR wants to know what our favorite books are. I don't know if I have any favorite books, but I'll tell you, my favorite books of recent memory. Mm-hmm. I just read the Bangkok trilogy by John Burdett, I believe is the guy's name. John Burdett? Shit. I was supposed to write that down. Bangkok, there's three books. Bangkok 8, Bangkok Tattoo, and Bangkok Haunts. I'm going to look that up right now, actually. And I recommend them. They're really cool. Yeah, John Burdett's the guy's names. Really cool stories told from the point of view of a Thai cop. And there's a lot of weird stuff going on in Thailand. So I definitely, if you're interested in in thrillers, I definitely recommend checking out those books. I would recommend starting with Bangkok Tattoo, even though Bangkok 8 came out first. I also read a book by Dean Koontz called Velocity. I just read that recently, and that was pretty good. But
I think they made that into a movie.
They did?
I think so.
Huh. Yeah, sort of
like a TV movie or something.
Oh, it could be. I could see that happening, but it's pretty violent, though.
I don't know. All
right. And you, Wombat? Oh, and Ryan's favorite book is Dune.
Frank Herbert's Dune.
Yeah. What you read books? Your favorite book is magazine, right?
No, my favorite book is probably... If I had to pick a favorite book, it would probably be American Tabloid by James Ellroy.
Hmm.
I love read every book James Ellroy's ever written.
Oh, look at
you. He would probably be my favorite writer.
Mm-hmm.
You too, you said?
No, I said look at you.
Oh, yeah. James Ellroy's awesome. Jonathan Lethem. Highly recommend books by Jonathan Lethem. Hmm. Motherless Brooklyn is a great book. It's about a wannabe private detective with Tourette syndrome.
Boo! Yeah, oh, boy.
Exactly. Nope. So that's pretty good.
I loved. Remember L.A. Law when they had the guy with Tourette's on?
Yes.
That was maybe the best thing that ever happened on television.
Ever?
Oh, boy. That's what he sounded like. And then they just used to play it over and over again on Howard Stern. It was really brilliant.
Okay, what's next?
What's next? Metal Matt suggests, have you ever thought of changing the name of Cheap Ass Gamer just to KAG? Kind of what KFC did to Kentucky Fried Chicken. I think it's stupid that companies avoid you for the word ass, but you have to keep it real sometimes, and changing the name just to KAG would help get more press in the future.
To just the gamer.
How about gamer? The problem is somebody owns KAG.com already, and... it's just like a company. The Corporate Automation Group, actually. I just checked it out beforehand. And
the gamer, like the city.
Yeah. I would not be able to afford buying that domain name from them. I mean, it's a three-letter domain name. It's worth a lot of money. I do own cheapgamer.com, though. I did buy that from a guy in, Ireland, I think. $500, Wombat, I paid for that.
There you go.
That was a good deal, I think.
That is a good deal.
Yeah, I didn't tell him my own cheap ass gamer when I bought it. Mm-hmm. I used a different email address, obviously.
Good work.
Cheapgamer.com.
You could always change it to that cheap.
Change
gamer.
It to what? Yeah, cheap I could, gamer. But I like the ass, Juan, but I don't want to give up on the ass.
You like the ass.
I'm an ass man.
Yeah, you don't want to grab that out.
Yeah. KFC. Maybe we'll just change our name to KFC.
To the KFC, that's not bad either.
Actually, we suggested that for Circuit City, didn't we?
Yeah, I did. I suggested that for Circuit City, yes.
All right, Thornbond 3 says, what do you think of the new Metal Gear Solid dialogue videos that are in Super Smash Brothers? Did you check that out?
I did. I watched them. I thought they were kind of cute.
It was cute. That's what I think. It's cute. I mean, I don't know. I'm not incredibly excited for Super Smash Brothers.
That's because you don't like those games.
No, I remember I went back and I played the GameCube version. I thought it was fun, but... I don't know. It doesn't seem to have legs for me. Like, I don't think it's going to provide too much excitement. I need to go back to Metroid Prime 3 still. I have put a lot of time into that, but, I got stuck in one part for a while and that was pretty annoying. But I'll go back and play Metroid, but, it's probably will be a while before I pick up Super Smash Brothers. Let us see. What else, Wombat? Any other questions you want to answer here? Let me go to, through this other ones. Okay. From this other page here.
We have a lot here.
There's so many, dude. There's like... Okay. Glock Glock says, what is your take on the next generation DVD format batter? I know you both have PS3s, Blu-ray players. Do either of you have the HD DVD add-on for the 360? Which do you think is better? Is there any real difference? I mean, when it comes down to it, we're talking about image quality here.
Mm-hmm.
And can you really tell a difference? Like, do you care if you download, like when have you ever downloaded a high definition movie from the marketplace, from the 360 marketplace?
No.
You never have?
No.
I mean, I have, and I didn't really notice any difference between that and then like something I've watched on Blu-ray. I mean, what it sounds like is that maybe like the HD DVDs have more sort of features on them, like in terms of like the menus and stuff. Like,
yeah.
I didn't notice anything special on any of my Blu-ray discs, but it sounds like the HD DVDs got like some neat picture-in-picture stuff.
Oh, yeah, that's cool. I didn't even know that.
So it might be better for stuff like that, but I don't know. In terms of picture quality, which I think is the most important thing, it's probably not much difference.
Between HD DVD and Blu-ray, yeah, I don't think there's a noticeable enough difference for it really to matter.
Yeah, I don't think it really matters.
You want ants? Let's see. How about this one?
Okay,
from Eddie T.
Read it.
Wombat, I've had this argument with one of my friends for a long time and would like you to give me your opinion on it. Batman, is he or is he not a superhero? I feel he's more of a vigilante than anything. He has better than average physical ability, but that's it, just gadgets. Same with Green Lantern. He has a ring which gives him power, that's all. He is definitely a hero, but nothing other than the ring is super. What say you?
I have the answer.
I disagree. Batman is a superhero.
It doesn't matter. You don't need to be born with superpowers to be a superhero.
Well, not only that, but he is a lot smarter. I think his detective ability warrants him enough of it to be a superhero.
Really?
Not a vigilante. Yes, he's the world's greatest detective.
So let me ask you this then. Sherlock Holmes, is he a superhero?
Yes, because he was the world's greatest detective before Batman. But Batman took the mantle and is probably a better detective.
Hmm.
But yeah, I'd say Batman's a better detective than
Batman
Sherlock
can
Holmes.
Kick more ass than Sherlock
And Batman,
Holmes.
Yeah, he can. He's a master at hand-to-hand combat.
Right.
But Nightwing is supposed to be a better fighter, though, than Batman. But that's a whole other argument for another type of podcast. But and Green Lantern, the ring, although it is the source of his power, the ring is the most powerful weapon in the galaxy.
Really?
And yeah, it is the most powerful weapon in the galaxy. Because it could do whatever. The ring can do whatever you can think. So
really?
In order to be a Green Lantern, you have to have an exceptional mind. Hence being a Green Lantern, yes, that does make you
Why do you
superhero.
Need an exceptional mind?
Because if you can't use your mind to control the ring's not going to be able to do anything.
If I wanted like a really big hamburger, could it make it?
It would be a green hamburger and you probably couldn't eat it, but yeah.
You couldn't eat it?
No, it would just
He's
be
never
like,
made food with that? Because that would be
that
pretty
good.
Not
that you can eat. I mean, he can make like a hammer and hit people on
so
the head.
So that doesn't sound that powerful then. If I can't make a hamburger even.
He can make it fly. I've seen one Green Lantern make a dragon. That's kind of cool.
Yeah.
Like a fire-breathing dragon. That's kind of cool.
Can you eat the
and
dragon?
And a bulldozer.
You can't eat the dragon though?
No, but you can make a car that you could drive in.
Hmm. Green car. Does everything have to be green?
Yeah, everything has to be. Of course, that's why he's the Green Lantern. Hmm. Unless it was yellow, then he'd be Sinestro. And really.
Yeah.
That's just crazy talk.
Yep.
Crazy.
Hey, Fatal Snipe has a question. I want to read this one.
Okay.
Because we're about to hit the hour and a half mark, and that's a good time to stop, but we have some time.
Okay.
Hey, Cheapy, a while ago, around episode 45 and 50, you had an idea for what Microsoft should do with the Xbox Live Marketplace. You felt that Microsoft should make it so that you can go to Xbox.com, browse all the downloads, and queue up the ones you wanted. Then, when you turn on your Xbox 360, it simply downloads them all. Now, I don't know if you remember saying this, but as you probably know, this is exactly what they are doing with Halo 3. You go to Bungie.net, queue up any downloads you want, and as soon as you start up Halo 3 on your Xbox 360, it downloads them all. Do you think there's any chance that Bungie took this idea from you? They are literally doing the exact thing that you said, and in my opinion, it's a pretty unique idea. Yeah, he's talking about with the videos, Wombat. You can go to Bungie.net and download other people's videos.
Mm-hmm.
Do I think they took the idea from me? Probably not. But it is a good idea. I'd still like to see it happen on Xbox Live Marketplace. If you work for Bungie and you did get this idea from the show, please write in and tell us. I promise I won't sue you. So, yeah.
Yeah.
That is nice. Mm-hmm. Okay. Let's wrap it up, baby. I got some housekeeping to do, you know?
Yeah, there is. I see there's a little bit there.
There's a little bit,
A little bit.
Wait. I got to pull it up, though. Okay. Housekeeping. First of all, Lurk No More, CAG Lurk No More, has alerted me to another Washington, D.C. meetup that's going to take place. I believe this is the second one or the third one? I'm not sure. But the previous one or ones have been very successful. It's going to take place on Saturday, October 20th at Dave & Buster's in Rockville, Maryland.
By the University of Maryland.
I don't know, but if you say so. 4:30 p.m.
I've been there a handful of times.
Okay, 4:30 p.m. For probably 2 or 3 hours. Bring your video games that you want to trade, because it's a little meetup and swap.
Oh, exciting.
Maybe the guys from GooseX will be there too. I mean, I know they went to one of the other ones and they brought free games for people.
Really?
So that is not confirmed though for this one, but it's definitely a possibility. So that's pretty cool. I also, let's see, what else? I want to remind everybody to dig the CAGcast at dig.com/podcasts/CAGcast. And we are approaching 1,300. We're 15 shy of 1,300, Wombat.
So that's not bad. Yeah,
another milestone.
Yeah.
We're approaching the one-up juggernauts.
We'll do it. We'll make it. And you guys will make it happen. So thank you.
You make it happen for us. Please. Also,
What do you got? I want to give a quick shout out to someone I met at that thing on Tuesday night. Mm-hmm. I just want to say hi to John Cassidy from Chud.com.
What was Tuesday night?
I went to the cocktail party for Digital Life.
Oh, right.
John Cassidy from Chud.com. He just started writing video game articles for them.
Mm-hmm.
And he's a good guy, so I just want to give him a...
Cool.
Go check him out. Go to Chud.com.
Hey, I have a reverse shout out for EA. Uh-oh.
Yes.
I emailed. I found out that there was an event in New York City where people could check out the.
I thought you were. I thought you were somebody.
They had an event in New York City where they invited members of the gaming community, media, whatever, to check out their fall lineup or winter lineup. And I emailed my rep there and asked if we can get Wombat in, and they didn't even write me back. So that's the reverse shout out for you, EA. How about a little love?
That's a shout in.
You don't need to send us free games or anything, but maybe you can invite us to events that you're already having in our area.
Our listeners do value our opinions.
Maybe.
Maybe.
Maybe not after this show.
Yeah, it's true.
MySpace.com/CAGcast, YouTube.com/CheapyD. I still need to make that stupid office tour. Now that my wife is home, though, maybe she'll hold the camera and we'll make it happen. Also, please.
I'm just picturing your pregnant wife walking around with a camera.
She's very mobile, Wombat. It's, you know, she's just.
You're a bad husband.
She looks exactly the same, but just.
Like she's smuggling a basketball?
Yeah, she didn't gain any weight except for the baby.
I understand.
Like, literally.
I know what your wife looks like.
Please review us on iTunes, everybody, if you haven't already. It's very important that you review us on iTunes because it affects our ranking in their top podcast section. So the more reviews that we get, you know, the higher we rank. And we want to rank high, Wombat.
I know I do.
And...
You just want to be high.
No comment. CAG Foreplay, check out that show when it's on. You can search for it on iTunes at CAG Foreplay or just on the front page of CAG. Thanks for listening, everybody. We'll be back next week. Usual time, usual place.
Same bat time, same bat channel.
See you then. Peace.
Atari brings the computer age home.
Ready?
Bonjour.
Bonjour.
Not quite. Try one more time.
Learn a new language or take your best shot at missile command. With an Atari 400 home computer, there are a world of possibilities. In fact, it could even change your life.
Bonjour, grand-mère, grand-mère. Comment allez-vous?
The Atari 400 home computer. We brought the computer age home.